News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We're kicking off a soon-to-be rainy Thursday here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. 59 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We'll check in with Kane and traffic in just a second, and also Dr. Bill and the weather. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on the, what do you call it, day after Boxing Day? I don't know, Boxing Day. So 2 days past Christmas, a few days closer to New Year's.
Second day of Kwanzaa.
All kinds of holidaying going on here. And hope you have a great Thursday. We'll kick it off right now with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions. A little wet in Mobile and Baldwin County as we have some shower spitting right now, and we'll have more showers throughout the day. So far, no delays from the Bayway, the Causeway, over towards Eastern Shore. A perfect start on the way in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the brand-new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot, the Revere Double Wide, and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast in effect showers today. It will be windy and mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers and breezy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 608 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Encourage you to check out fmtalk1065.com. Our three big things right now. Wall Street notches its best day in 10 years and a rebound from the holiday. Also, Trump makes his first visit to U.S. troops in harm's way as he made a trip to Iraq and then base in Germany yesterday. And also, you can recycle your Christmas trees up until January 14th. We'll get into all that today and a whole lot more. Right now, we start off with the news and Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, Dalton. Good morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about those stories in my headlines, and also the importance of the president being able to address the troops and what that meant for morale. And the president, I don't understand how he operates on no sleep, because he, you know, they showed him this morning with his wife, the first lady, Melania, arriving back onto, you know, via Marine One, going into the White House, and he's already up and tweeting. So
already tweeting. Well, I mean, some of the footage of him at his desk just 2 days ago in the White House, his eyes are looking a little tired. I'm not one to judge appearances, but he is looking a little worn out. I know he stayed at the White House over the Christmas break because of this shutdown, but he does need to maybe catch some Z's at one point.
Well, and he talks about how he's not into caffeine, but Diet Coke is his friend, so maybe that helped. But I'll read this real quickly to you. 10 minutes ago, he says, just returned from visiting our troops in Iraq and Germany. One thing is certain, we have incredible people representing our country, people that know how to win. So we'll stay on top of those tweets and great videos and pictures have come out of that. Great to see our service members who are on the front lines protecting us. Closer to home, an inmate on death row found dead in his prison cell at the Donaldson Correctional Facility on December 21st. Willie Doral Minor, he was convicted of killing his 2-month-old son back in 1995. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that Wednesday, Minor was found unresponsive in his cell and later pronounced dead. They also confirmed that he was being treated for cancer, so no foul play is suspected. Taking a look back at 1995, he was convicted of the shaking death of his 2-month-old son in Tuscaloosa County. An appellate court tossed out his first conviction. He was then convicted and sentenced to death for a second time in 2001. Happening right now, the U.S. Coast Guard, they are searching for a crew member who went overboard from the Royal Caribbean cruise ship the Harmony of the Seas, about 267 miles off Puerto Rico. A news release has been released to the media saying from Miami that on Wednesday, 20-year-old Aaron Hoff of the United Kingdom went overboard. This was on Christmas Day. So an HC-130 Hercules airplane crew from Clearwater and a crew from the Coast Guard cutter Resolute are continuing to search for the missing 20-year-old. The ship sails from Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale. We'll keep you posted if there's any new movements or updates on this continuing situation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 612 now on FM Talk 106.5. It seems like that's, man, we've heard so many stories of people going overboard on cruise ships. Just last week, the kid with autism from Georgia that ended up over the side of the cruise ship, and it seems like we've heard more and more over the last few months. Hopefully that story ends out as well as it can. Lots of national news to get to this morning as well. We've already talked about President Trump and making his visit over into Iraq. Also yesterday, a great day on Wall Street. Unfortunately, they say the futures are pointing to a bit of a down day today, but that's just speculation, so we'll have to keep our eyes on the market today. Also, an American man became the first to cross Antarctica by himself without any assistance. I'll let you know more about that story later. And I watched a bowl game yesterday that was probably the worst offensive performance I've ever seen, and I'm not even talking about the bowl game that got canceled. I'll let you know about that in sports here in just a second. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Family and friends are remembering the life of a high school student killed early Christmas Eve morning in what prosecutors describe as a senseless crime. 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith was shot while he was sleeping. The shots were fired during a fight that happened outside his door. Smith is the fourth of 15 brothers and sisters. Parents in Navarre are warning their neighbors about a man lurking around taking pictures of their children. Ashley Robinette says a man that looked to be in his mid-20s drove up and down Quail Roost Drive Christmas Day while her kids were outside playing. She says the man took pictures of her three boys. Santa Rosa County deputies say they are investigating. This may be the best holiday shopping season in 6 years. Retail spending between November 1st through Christmas Eve increased 5.1% from the same period a year ago. According to MasterCard, shoppers spent more than $850 billion during the holidays. Online sales rose more than 19% compared to last year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl between Boise
State.
Was it clean? It was very clean, actually. But lots of lightning in the area, which is why they had to cancel the game between the Boise State Broncos and Boston College. Over the threat of severe weather, they played about 9 minutes of the game. Delay of nearly 1.5 hours following that. And now it's the first time a bowl game has been called off because of weather. Now, there has been a bowl game called off before, back after Pearl Harbor. Hawaii had a postseason game planned that they called off because of Pearl Harbor, but no bowl game has ever been called off because of weather. The game was stopped with Boston College leading 7-0 with 5 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Boston College Athletic Director Martin Jarmond wrote in a tweet that the fans who purchased tickets through the school will get a full refund and can pick any home athletic event between now and next December, so they get a full year, and they get free tickets for the number of bowl tickets that they had purchased. Boise State also said that they will be offering refunds to fans who purchased tickets through the school. In the second game of the day, Minnesota beat Georgia Tech 34-10 in the Quick Lane Bowl. Minnesota's Muhammad Ibrahim ran for a career-high 224 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. The Golden Gophers season ends with a 7-6 record after winning 3 of their last 4 games. And it was the final game at Georgia Tech for 11-year Yellow Jackets head coach Paul Johnson. The 61-year-old coach announced at the end of November that he would be stepping down. And to end the day, TCU outlasted Cal in overtime 10-7 in one of the worst quarterbacked games I've ever seen. Until the final minute of the fourth quarter, TCU only had 9 yards passing.
What?
Both teams combined to throw 9 interceptions.
No.
There was a point in the first half where I think 5 interceptions were thrown within 5 minutes. TCU's Siwo Olanulua ran for 194 yards and a touchdown, and kicker Jonathan Song knocked in the 27-yard field goal in overtime for the win.
Was this the case of anything you can do, I can do better?
Yes, anything you can do, I can do worse.
That's what
The defense
You pass and get it intercepted, I can do it double time.
The defenses on both teams played really well, and that is their strength for both teams. And the game even almost ended in overtime on a defensive interception from TCU. Uh-huh. But the sports information director for TCU ran out into the field and tripped the referee.
No.
Yes. And if they would have returned the touchdown, it wouldn't have counted, even though it would have been an instant game winner. Georgia Tech did end up kicking the field goal to win, though.
Quick question. If you were coach, what would be your game plan? What play would you call following that?
Following the guy running out into the field? Well, first I would kick him all the way out.
There we
all
go.
All the way out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take all the quarterbacks completely out of the building, completely take them back to the hotel, and then just run the ball. Because that's the only thing they were doing well yesterday. And that's basically what they did do. Today there are 3 more bowl games, hopefully none as bad as the one from last night. At 12:30, Temple takes on Duke in Shreveport, Louisiana for the Walk-On's Independence Bowl. Temple is currently favored by 3.5 points. At 4:15, Miami and Wisconsin will meet at Yankee Stadium in New York for the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Yesterday, Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt announced that senior quarterback and former Faith Academy Ram Malik Rozier will start in the final game of his college career. Miami is favored over the Badgers by 3 points. Tonight, the first SEC team makes an appearance in bowl season when Vanderbilt faces Baylor in Houston at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl, and the Commodores are favored by 4. It's more college football news from Wednesday. Oregon Ducks quarterback Justin Herbert announced that he will return to school for his senior season. The 6'6", 233-pound Herbert would likely have been one of the top quarterbacks drafted in the 2019 NFL Draft. Herbert ranks in the top 3 among Pac-12 quarterbacks in total quarterback rating, passing touchdowns, and passing yards per game this season, and has thrown a touchdown pass in 27 consecutive games. That's the longest current streak in the nation. And next season, Herbert may get to throw passes to his brother, Patrick Herbert, who's a tight end prospect, committed to Oregon in May and signed his letter of intent last week. Another Michigan Wolverine will not play in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl against the Florida Gators on Saturday. The 4th Wolverine starter that will miss the game, offensive tackle Juwan Bushnell Beatty, did not travel to Atlanta with the Wolverines. The 5th-year senior was limited by an injury late in the regular season and did not play in the finale against Ohio State. Bushnell Beatty joins 3 other Michigan starters that aren't playing against the Gators. Junior defensive lineman Rashawn Gary, who declared for the NFL draft in November. All-American linebacker Devin Bush, who has not been cleared from a hip injury and is also beginning draft preparations. And running back Karen Higdon, who said last week that he too will skip the bowl to begin preparing for the draft. Some scores from the last night in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans fell to Dallas 122-119. Mavericks rookie Luka Doncic scored 21 points, including the tie-breaking free throws with 30 seconds left. Memphis beat Cleveland 95-87. The Indiana Pacers have won 10 of their last 12 after defeating Atlanta 129-121. Toronto beat Miami 106-104, and Minnesota beat Chicago 119-94. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be windy and mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers and breezy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we do have some mist in the air, some rain, and again, we'll have a lot of it. Going to be windy today, too. A 70% chance that you'll get wet today, so grab that umbrella. So far, the few accidents we've had have been minor and moved into parking lots pretty quick. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellagrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes, open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. Lots of rain in the forecast today and tomorrow. We'll get the full update from Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. I'm actually going to talk about the weather because it is a news event since so many people are on vacation and will be traveling throughout the state. But let's get you to your first headline. There is a wanted man on the run and police need your help here in Mobile. He is considered armed and dangerous. Mobile police say 36-year-old Antonio Collier, nearly 12 months ago, committed the city's first murder of 2018. He's charged with shooting and killing his ex-girlfriend, 32-year-old Mercedes Jackson. She was shot on Gulf Field Drive back on January the 2nd, 2018. So the district attorney's office said during Collier's first court hearing, they said, quote, the victim was in a car with her new boyfriend trying to assist her sister, who was stopped on the side of the road in a residential area. We informed the court that the defendant came in his own vehicle and saw her and shot and killed her. Collier was arrested 2 days after the homicide, but he bonded out of jail 9 days later. Charges were soon upgraded to capital murder, and he has since been on the run. So if you have information, you are encouraged to call Mobile Police Department 251-208-7211. And as always, you can remain anonymous. All right, let's talk about the weather because so many people may be in town visiting from other states, or perhaps you are from Alabama, but you're making your way across the state. NOAA's Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe weather in all parts of the state, specifically a part of West Alabama for today, and they say a marginal risk over a wider area in West Alabama. They say a few severe storms are possible in those areas with strong winds. That's the main concern. So with strong winds, that of course can impact where you live, where you're going, what you're doing outside. Wind advisories have been issued for North and Central Alabama, and they went into effect as of last night. And those winds combined with soggy you know, the soggy ground, that could be an issue with trees. So just be mindful of that as you're making your way across the state. They're saying between late last night until January the 2nd, which is Tuesday, we could see 4 to 6 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof, drive safe.
Right. So they're saying every part, Dalton, every part of the state is forecasted to get more than an inch of rain. So be mindful of that. This is when you hear, you know, turn around, don't drown, don't drive into areas that you're not familiar with when it comes to rain. But again, I'm just scratching the surface. The real professional, Dr. Bill, he will join us and tell us more about what we need to know for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. Because again, it's the holiday time. We tend to let our guard down just a little bit, but we just want to remind you to be safe out there on the road so that you can ring in 2019 with your entire family. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And I especially feel for the people that drove down south for the Christmas holidays and are driving back north to the northern states, because there's also a winter storm affecting the eastern and northern states. Winter storm Ebony now, they say will continue to bring wind-driven snow to the plains and upper Midwest, creating localized blizzard conditions in parts of those regions. Also going to spread snow and ice across portions of upstate New York and New England by tomorrow morning. So just fun weather all around the United States as we leave Christmas behind and head into the new year. Also, speaking of heading into the new year, we're voting right now for the 2018 Alabamian of the Year on FMTalk1065.com. We've entered the second round of voting now, and we're in the first heat of the second round. And you know that we're getting close because every single nominee is getting votes at this point. We've got the Baldwin County Foxes.
Oh, yeah.
They've got 20% of the vote right now for Alabamian of the Year. Justin Billa and the Justin Billa Foundation, of course, the Mobile police officer killed in the line of duty early in 2018. He's getting votes. The Mobile City Council and Mayor Stimson drama. That's got 17% of the vote right now. Governor Kay Ivey with 14%. The Alabama State Lottery debate has 9% of the vote. Former Attorney General and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, 17% of the vote. The opioid crisis getting 6% of the vote right now. And sewage overflows, which are just constant, getting 9% of the vote. You can vote right now, fmtalk1065.com, and we'll wrap up the second round of voting over the next couple days. 627, we're talking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams when we come back about what you can expect in the forecast for the coming days.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. We are beginning day 6 of a partial federal government shutdown. Congressman Bradley Byrne addressed the inaction in Washington while he was in Daphne on Wednesday.
Right now, I don't know if it's because it's the holidays or what, but those discussions seem to have ended.
A $2.5 million federal grant will help fight homelessness in Alabama. $200,000 will benefit the Penelope House in Mobile, with another $200,000 going to Housing First and the Salvation Army in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Santa was good to Amazon this year. According to the e-commerce giant, customers ordered more items worldwide than in any previous year. Some of the most popular items included the Echo Dot, the Glam Glitter Series doll, and Bose Quiet Comfort wireless headphones. If you're looking to haul off your Christmas tree, you can drop it off today through January 14th at several city parks in Mobile. The trees will be grinded into mulch for landscaping projects. You can find a list of drop-off locations on our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 1065 will help boost your business.
President Trump returned at dawn to the White House from his surprise visit to Iraq yesterday, coming home to a government still partially shut down. The Senate will meet in quick pro forma session this afternoon, but no progress is expected in the impasse between the White House and Congress over spending for a border wall. The Homeland Security Secretary is beefing up care for migrants in U.S. custody there following the deaths of two children this month. Correspondent Dan Simon is in El Paso, Texas for us.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen is facing a fresh new crisis. She is ordering her agency to enhance medical screenings at the border. She herself is headed to the border later in the week to monitor some of these screenings.
Thousands of migrants await processing for asylum requests. Wall Street seems to be cooling off after yesterday's heat, the biggest gains for markets in 10 years. Pre-market trading this hour shows the Dow off over 400 points from yesterday's 1,000-point gain, while the Nasdaq is down around 100 and the S&P has lost 42. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Wall Street notched its best ever day in 10 years as stocks rallied yesterday. The Dow Industrial soared 1,086 points, its biggest point gain ever. But investment advisor Hugh Johnson notes the volatility likely isn't over.
You're going to have some carryover. There'll be no question that the mood has sort of changed a little bit. But again, we're probably going to go back to a point where we have good days and bad days.
Even with yesterday's rally, the market remains on track for its worst December since 1931, and to finish 2018 with its steepest losses in a decade. And this morning, futures are sharply lower, with the Dow down more than 300. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says China and the U.S. have made plans for face-to-face consultations over trade in January as the world's two biggest economies advanced efforts to resolve a months-long trade war. A ministry spokesman says consultations through intensive phone calls will continue in the meantime. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale ends Monday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean will be back soon. We also have staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the line. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So, it's looking like rain in the forecast. I'm going to need you to fill us all in. What can we expect today, tomorrow, the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, it's rain in bold print because we're going to see this all the way through the weekend and even to the first day of New Year's. But we've got a storm system right now that's developing and intensifying. out over Kansas and with a cold front in East Texas. And that front is going to slowly move in our direction. And we're going to see showers continue to develop and move northward from the Gulf today, tonight, and tomorrow. The front will eventually reach us over the weekend, stall along the coast. That's not good because that keeps the rain in our area. And then another storm will develop out over Texas and give us more rain for the beginning of the week. So today, cloudy skies and windy. Winds out of the southeast, 15 to 25 with gusts of 30 at times. And it'll be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Looks like tonight we're in for some more rain and breezy. Temperatures in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, again, a good chance for showers and temperatures even getting into the 70s, low 70s for tomorrow afternoon. As for the weekend, we can might say just a little bit better, but not much. Still showers for Saturday, upper 60s. And then showers also on Sunday with a high around 70. And then Monday, showers increase with temperatures in the low 70s. And then showers for Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. Now, today, tonight, and tomorrow, there's the possibility of a few thunderstorms developing in that those rainfall areas. And some of those could produce some strong gusty winds, but I don't expect a severe weather outbreak. The problem will be that once the ground gets soaked, then it won't take in much water after that. It becomes runoff, and so therefore there's a possibility of some flash flooding for today, tonight, and tomorrow.
And you said it was going to stall on the coast. What's the reason behind that? This weather front kind of stalling once it gets over us and past us?
Well, normally the upper air winds, when they're out of the north or northwest, tends to push all the dry air right onto the coast. But the upper air winds are not going to be out of the north or northwest. They're going to be west, and therefore the front gets down to the coast. Nothing to push it out. Stays right there. And so over the weekend, what will happen, a series of little disturbances will move along that front in the upper atmosphere. And every time they move through, it generates more rain and some thunderstorm activity. So as I mentioned, we got rain in bold letters all the way on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. And we could pick up in this area anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next couple of days. So that's the problem, will be the rainfall and the potential for some flash flooding.
Yeah, not great timing with so many people going back home after visiting family for holidays, Dr. Bill. Speaking of the holidays, it's not too late to pick up the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. You gave us some fresh copies just a week or two ago. Where can people pick up these copies, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, Dalton, we have a number of locations here in Mobile. West Marine, they have two locations at I-65 and Airport, and also down at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and also Keith Kingham Classic Cars located out on Cottage Hill Road. Robert Moore Christmas Town, there are copies there. On the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate, they're in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Center is across Baldwin County. And if you're out in the Robertsdale area, Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. You can always get some copies here, right here at the station at 106.5.
That's right. I'm looking at my copy right now, and one problem, I don't have mine signed by the author, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I'm going to have to get you to sign my copy sometime.
I need to do that. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And on a week like this week, you'll want to hear his forecast. We give it to you twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll have news headlines on this Thursday morning with Kelly Finley. Right now, let's check the traffic on the way in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident without injuries at Wolfridge near St. Stephen's. Mobile Police Department heading there now. Again, a 70% chance you'll get wet today, so grab that umbrella on the way out. So far for the 1065 split traveling downtown, coming into the Eastern Shore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings, model 8377. See them at Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
The Mobile Kwanzaa Committee is inviting families to join them for a celebration of community and heritage as they celebrate Kwanzaa Thursday, December 27th, 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the Virginia Dellard Smith Tobinville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. Enjoy a wide variety of food, fashion, poetry, music, and so much more. Find out more by calling 438-7075. For a complete listing of library activities, visit mobilepubliclibrary.org.
Twenty minutes till seven on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Let's check our news headlines now with Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully, you're having a restful day, or you're getting to your morning destination safely. Be mindful. Don't forget that umbrella.
For sure. You're going to need it today.
Oh, yes.
And today's the national wear whatever you got for Christmas Day. That's why I'm wearing so much athleisure.
What's athleisure?
It's athletic wear that you can wear leisurely, but any clothes I wear is leisure wear because I don't get too athletic with it.
I just learned something new. Thank you. That's why I hang with the cool kids. All right, let's get you to your headlines. Spencer Collier, that name sound familiar? He's back in the news. A Montgomery judge has moved the jury trial in his defamation lawsuit against Alabama's former governor, Robert Bentley, from March to September of next year. It was a compromise for both sides. The former governor's attorney, Mark Foley, filed a motion asking Montgomery County Circuit Judge Greg Griffin to move that case to December. Foley said the lawyers needed more time to conduct discovery and take depositions from their witnesses, among some of the other reasons. So Collier, you'll recall, served as Secretary of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency when Governor Bentley, for 3 years, was leading the state. But Bentley fired him in March of 2016. Collier's lawsuit is about the circumstances of that firing and then what happened after. You see, the day after Bentley fired Collier, Collier became the first to publicly accuse Bentley of having that extramarital affair with Rebecca Mason. So the accusation and related allegations, they say, about abuse of power is what really swirled around the former governor until he resigned in April of 2017 after an impeachment investigation and probable cause findings by the Ethics Commission. Are you keeping up with this?
Mm-hmm.
Because as they say, there's more. So let's talk about the firing, Dalton.
Okay.
So Collier said that Bentley ordered him not to cooperate with the AG's office in a matter related to the ethics trial of former House Speaker Mike Hubbard, and that he was fired for giving the Attorney General's office an affidavit against the governor's wishes. But the former governor said, no. He fired Collier because Collier was not truthful with him about that matter and because of initial findings reported to him in an internal review that revealed possible misspending at Aaliyah. But a special grand jury investigated, found no wrongdoing by Collier. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Collier then also sued Mason, former Aaliyah Secretary Stan Stabler, who replaced him, and Aaliyah attorney Michael Robinson for conspiracy and invasion of privacy. Stabler, Mason, and Robinson all denied the claims. Ooh, I tried to crunch that into as small of a news hit as I possibly could, but there's just so much going on. So you're wondering, where's everyone today? Well, the former governor's back at his dermatology office, and Collier is now the police chief in Selma.
And we're what, 2 years going on three now?
Oh my goodness. Well, this all unfolded March 2016. So we're going into year three.
Wow.
Yeah. So in our news hit from our partners over at WKRG, they told you where you can drop off your trees if you're wanting to recycle your Christmas trees. So they covered Mobile. I'm going to tell you about Baldwin County. I know we have a lot of listeners over there that like to listen. So there are sites available for you in Bay Minette, at Spanish Ford, Loxley, Somerdale, Foley, Fairhope, Magnolia, Robertsdale, Foley Perdido Beach, VFD, and Escambia Avenue as well. So you have the various locations, and we will post those for you. But, you know, the Volunteer Fire Department in Spanish Fort, that's a good place. The Bay Minette Transfer Station, that's a great place. How about the Spanish Fort McBride Landfill or the Loxley Baldwin County Central Annex, the Robertsdale Fairhope Satellite Courthouse, the Fairhope Magnolia Landfill, the Summerdale Foley Satellite Courthouse. There you have just a couple more places in case you are happen to find yourself on one side of the bay that you're not usually there. Now we've got you covered. KRG has you covered for Mobile County. I've got you covered for Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And at the Orwig household, we don't have a tree that needs to be recycled, unless you're talking about recycling it from the attic the next year when you bring it back down. And I'm wondering how long we'll have that up. Maybe I should get started on bringing it down today. Or I think you're supposed to keep it. Sean said keep it up till January 5th or something like that. I'm not sure. There's rules surrounding everything.
Well, you have your own family now, so you make your own rules.
Ooh, I like that. I like making rules.
Because, I mean, I think a lot of traditions is based on where you grew up, mm-hmm. right? And, of course, it's different when you're a child compared to being an adult, but then being married and then with a family. So you get to, that's the cool thing about being an adult. You make your own rules. We have friends that they keep their tree up all year round. And, of course, it's an artificial tree, but they change it out for Mardi Gras. They change it out for Halloween, for Valentine's Day, for 4th of July. All their decorations change out.
A Valentine's Day tree.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I might have to give that a shot. This year.
You can do whatever you want. You're the head of your household, you and your wife.
There you go. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. It is hashtag bowl season in sports. Yesterday was a bad day for bowl games. I'll fill you in on what happened yesterday and also the bowl games we have coming up and a whole lot more with sports coming up in just a minute.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
648 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl between the Boise State Broncos and the Boston College Golden Eagles was canceled yesterday because of the threat of severe weather after a delay of nearly 1.5 hours. It's the first time a bowl game has been called off because of weather.
Does this remind you, Dalton? I'm sorry, but does this remind you of the Auburn game that had such a delay this year? And it was like they stopped.
Yeah, it's so tough for the players
because
they go out there and they're warming up for 45 minutes or an hour before the game, mm-hmm. getting warm, get out there and play. They get wrapped up in the game, few bruises and nicks, and then they just have to sit out for however long, an indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah.
And then after all that hard work, they cancel the game. All the families and fans.
Well, safety first, though.
You're right. Safety first. Some people are upset they didn't make a little bit more of an effort to try to get done last night. They called the game when Boston College was leading 7-0 with 5 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Boston College Athletic Director Martin Jarmond wrote in a tweet that the fans who purchase tickets through the school will get a full refund. They could pick any home athletic event between now and next December and get free tickets for the number of bowl tickets that they purchased. Boise State also said they'll offer refunds to fans who purchase tickets through the school. In the second game of the day, Minnesota beat Georgia Tech 34-10 in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Minnesota's Muhammad Ibrahim ran for a career-high 224 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. The Golden Gophers season ends with a 7-6 record after winning 3 of their last 4 games. And it was the final game at Georgia Tech for 11-year head coach Paul Johnson. The 61-year-old coach announced at the end of November that he would be stepping down. And to end the day, TCU outlasted Cal in overtime 10-7 in one of the worst quarterbacked games I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Until the final minute of the fourth quarter, TCU only had 9 yards passing. Both teams combined to throw 9 interceptions. TCU's Siwo Olanuluwa ran for 194 yards and a touchdown, and kicker Jonathan Song knocked in a 27-yard field goal in overtime for the win. Today, there are 3 more bowl games. At 12:30, Temple takes on Duke in Shreveport, Louisiana for the Walk-On's Independence Bowl. Temple is currently favored by 3.5 points. At 4:15, Miami and Wisconsin will meet at Yankee Stadium in New York for the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Yesterday, Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt announced that senior quarterback and former Faith Academy Ram Malik Rozier will start in the final game of his college career. Miami is favored over the Badgers by 3 points. And tonight, the first SEC team makes an appearance in bowl season when Vanderbilt faces Baylor in Houston at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Commodores are favored by 4. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Hey, at Butch Cassidy's, they have a New Year's Day special. Get some black-eyed peas, collard greens, and ham. And plus, it is a fantastic place to watch the New Year's Day bowl games. That's Butch Cassidy's right here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, Wolfridge near St. Stephen's Road. They do have an accident to moving out of the roadway again. Wet roadways this morning, a 70% chance of showers throughout the day, so grab that umbrella. So far, Dolphin, Airport, Moffitt, 65, looking good with no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. Ring in the New Year in grand fashion at the Grand Marriott Hotel in Point Clear, Alabama. The New Year's Eve package includes a grand reception dinner, party favors, live entertainment, and a balloon drop of champagne. Go to Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be windy and mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, showers and breezy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon readings around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
6:54 on Mobile Mornings, 60 degrees right now outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Let's check the headlines on this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. So remember that special Senate election that happened? Jones, Moore, those names ring a bell?
Yeah, I think I've heard those names before.
Man, this story continues on. Here's the latest headline. So billionaire Reid Hoffman, he apologized for funding a group which is linked to spreading disinformation during the Alabama special election for U.S. Senate. So this is just another piece of the puzzle. In a statement released earlier last week, Hoffman said, quote, "I find the tactics that have been recently reported highly disturbing. For that reason, I am embarrassed by my failure to track AET, the organization I did support, more diligently as it made its own decisions to perhaps fund projects that I would reject." He said he was not aware that his money was being used for this purpose. This is the first time he has publicly acknowledged his ties to a campaign that adopted tactics similar to those used by Russian operatives during the 2016 presidential election. Here in Alabama, the Hoffman-funded group allegedly used Facebook and Twitter to undermine support for Republican Roy Moore and then to boost Democrat Doug Jones, who narrowly won the race. Hoffman, an early Facebook investor and the co-founder of LinkedIn, expressed support for a federal investigation into what happened, which is, if you're keeping up, this is echoing what Senator Jones said last week about his feelings about all this coming to the surface. AET is the American Engagement Technologies, and they've been named as the group that he funded and also being involved in the effort to spread the disinformation. So Hoffman invested $750,000 into the organization, some of which covered its work here in Alabama. That's according to multiple sources. So it's a story that we're hearing from both sides as to how that special election was impacted in terms of misinformation. So we'll stay on top of that story just for you. So yesterday was, of course, December the 26th, and we've been talking about Boxing Day, but let's be honest, how many of us really know what that means?
Not me.
Me either. So I turned to whychristmas.com. That is the website. And they say December 26th may just be the day after Christmas here in the U.S., but it's a holiday of its own in other parts of the world. Boxing Day is celebrated on December 26th in a few countries, mostly those associated with the United Kingdom, like Great Britain, Canada, and New Zealand. According to whychristmas.com, Boxing Day started in the U.K. during the Middle Ages collection boxes for the poor, often kept in churches, were traditionally open and the contents distributed to the poor. It later became a time when servants were given off to celebrate Christmas with their families and tradespeople were given tips. Boxing Day grew and is now primarily associated with a mega shopping day, like Black Friday here in the U.S. Yesterday was also St. Stephen's Day as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And now you know.
And now you know.
Great. I love knowing new information.
That's a G.I. Joe line right there.
There
knowing
you go.
Is half the battle.
All right. More Mobile Mornings on the way. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.